Alright, hello guys, and welcome to the very first podcast of the Epic Minecraft Shaft. Today, I'm just here alone, no guest stars yet. Next show, we will. My friend Joshua will be here with me, and he plays Minecraft, so that'll be pretty cool. And continuing along with this, I have Minecraft open right now, which I am looking at the different new things that that Minecraft has to offer in the new 1.4.6 update. A lot of new stuff. So we're creating the new world now. I'm using a Turtle Beach headset in the program Audacity, if you guys were wondering about that kind of stuff. If you guys want to record your own podcast, be my guest and God dang it. And using that, Audacity is a great podcast making program thingy. So let's think about some new stuff in the 1.4.6. Items are now 3D. That's one thing which I think is really cool. So when you drop it down, it spins around because it's 3D. And I need to change my texture pack. I'm on my custom texture pack. Let's go back to the default texture pack. If you guys are confused, like, should I be seeing something? No, you shouldn't be. I'm just talking to you guys as I am recording on here. There we go. There's some nice, cool things that are spinning around. And so, yeah, that's one thing. Another thing is that there have now been added fireworks, which I think is rather a cool kind of thing. So if we place down a crafting table here, and then we go over here like this. So anyway, guys, after placing down the crafting table, to craft a firework, you will need, I believe, any color dyes, obviously, that you want. I'm going to do blue, red, and yellow. And you'll need gunpowder. So in the crafting table, place down your gunpowder. It's completely shapeless. Place down the colors that you want. And there's also effects that you can use. Diamond makes a large ball. And then I'm going to use a fire charge, which makes a, so we're going to put all this stuff into the crafting bench. There you go. And now that the gunpowder. So the fire charge makes it a large ball, that's right. And diamond makes it with a trail. Okay, so then we got the firework star. Then what you're going to need is some paper and, more gunpowder, and then you put that into the crafting table along with your firework star, and it should make a firework rocket, which then placed on the ground, right clicking, will launch it in the air and it will explode. Now I'm gonna do this at nighttime. I have my game sound turned down. But, time set 13. Right? Yeah. Oh, whoops. Time set 12. 600. There you go. And I'm going to set this off when it becomes nighttime. Fireworks do make sound now, but I have my game sound turned way down so it doesn't show up in the podcast, because podcast is just, it wouldn't be fair to you. Podcast is just supposed to be talking. I wonder if, like, there's a roof under it, if it'll... Oh, it will. Okay, so if there is a block above it, it will go through. Is that what's happening here? I'm just testing something. Oh, that's cool. So we'll go like this and took a big trail of sparks. Yeah, we're better. That's cool. Because if there's a block above it, it will, like, cover it, and it'll just, and it will stop it from going anywhere in the sky, and it will just blow up, like, right when it stops in the block. So I dig a hole that's one block deep, and then, two blocks deep, and then dig forward a little, and put something under it to explode in this giant hole, and I'm just, like, surrounded by stuff. Like tons of stuff, and it's just awesome. But that's another thing. 3D items. When you scroll over in your GUI bar now, it is also it'll tell you what the item is. That's a cool new feature. I really like that. You can change that if you want to. I don't know why anyone would change it, because I think that's pretty cool. Especially when you're using a texture pack and you don't know what these blocks really look like. It would definitely help to have stuff. That's awesome. Let's see, another thing, looking through here, chests today, actually, if you're watching this when it was published, which is Christmas Eve, December 24th, chests now actually, they look like presents. Small chests, regular normal chests, are red presents, and a double chest, which makes it a long green present. Little tree, Christmas trees around the edge, bottom edge. That's pretty cool. There's also supposed to be something on Christmas Day that actually has something to do with skis, maybe? They said something about skis, whether the mobs will be wearing skis or something with skis, that's for sure. That much could definitely be figured out. But we're thinking that there has to be something that Mojang has to do on their part, because right now, as of the moment, there's no skis. And if you were back then when the 1.4.6 first came out and you set your clock ahead to Christmas Day, or Christmas Eve, the chest would be presents, but nothing with skis as of yet. So I'm guessing that has to be something that Mojang has to do on their part, you know, like something they have to actually do in their website, maybe a new update tomorrow on Christmas Day, a small update, just add something about those, skis. Is very possible that they're going to do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what they would be doing. Maybe they can, I don't know. A chicken spawned in a tree. Otherwise, maybe they just have to activate something at the Mojang headquarters. I don't know. And maybe that has something to do with, if they just activate some, that might be why right now the multiplayer servers are down, because maybe on Mojang's part, they are editing something that makes it, that will allow you to have something to do with skis, that I'd never thought, I just thought about that. That is very well possible why. At the moment that I'm recording this right now, which is December 24th, 10:47 p.m. Christmas Eve, and this is 10:47 Eastern Central Time, just to clarify that. And as of now, the multiplayer servers are down. Why? Because I'm guessing that is why, something to do with the yeah, with the skis. Guys, let me know on my email, which is epicminecraftnews123@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the sound, because if you guys like the sound, because like I said, I'm using a Turtle Beach headset, and which I really like so far, which I've never used before. I'm actually using this for the first time. I just got this for Christmas. It was one of my only Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. Tomorrow I'm opening a bunch of gifts with my other family. And this was actually... I also got a couple of Minecraft t-shirts. I got the foam pickaxe and foam sword to make some new YouTube videos, which I think would be pretty cool to maybe put those up. I also got a couple Minecraft t-shirts. Right now I'm wearing one of them. It's the Creeper Anatomy t-shirt. I got the Minecraft, the periodic table of Minecraft elements. I also got, one of the coolest things ever is the Wii U. I got the Wii U. It's just so cool. I got Tekken Tag Tournament, and we got the deluxe edition, so it did come with, the Nintendo Land and the 32 gigabytes and all that good stuff. And that all came together, and, so, with that, though, I think that thing's looking awesome. The gamepad controller is charging up as we speak. I'm going to be playing that in a little while, actually. And, going along with the idea of this, bummer, I only have 324 hours and 32 minutes left of recording. That's a bummer. No, I'm just kidding. Going along with the Wii U, what was I going to say? I completely forgot now. I guess some cool things. The Wii U just looks really awesome, and I'm going to be using that most indefinitely tonight. And I think that's just going to be a really good time. And if you guys are wondering to record this, to upload this to iTunes, I'm using Podomatic.com. You guys can record your own audio. I recommend using Audacity. The link will be in the description somewhere, which you can then, or you can just search it in Google. Just search Audacity, AUDACITY. And that's what I'm using right now. And you can record any audio recording, and then you just have to go to Podomatic, and you port forward it to them. They'll do all the stuff. They'll upload it to iTunes, and then it'll give you your podcast. Then you gotta copy that link from your podcast. Then go to iTunes and click subscribe to podcast. Then do right click and paste that, and we'll let you know if it's approved, and if they approve it, it will be on iTunes, and they should approve it pretty quickly. So, getting back to more Minecraft news kind of things, in the show we're going to be talking everything Minecraft, having some guest stars. Tobuscus and Captain Sparkles already agreed to appear on the podcast. I still have to talk to Ant Venom and see if he agrees to be on it. And if he does, that would be cool. Maybe have them all at once. I don't know about Tobuscus and the other two, you know, like being the same. Because Tobuscus is all like, "Wee-oh!" And Captain Sparkles are like, "Hey, what's up, dudes?" And like, "Welcome back to another Minecraft video." Like, they're all like kind of more formal. Maybe Captain Sparkles and Ant Venom together would be a cool duo. Or one at a time. Like, so my friend Josh is also going to be on the show, and he plays Minecraft. My friend Jason plays Minecraft. MXSoft. So, yeah. There's not a lot of, actually, new news to talk about Minecraft-wise. And you guys can also, a lot of you guys have been asking about making a custom skin. And if you guys go to newgrounds.com, which is the game website, I know, and you search the game Skincraft, what you can do is you can it already uploads a blank skin, which you can pixel by pixel paint, and you can add hats and everything. You can paint your own skin. And then you export it, and then you save it as a .png file. Then you go on Minecraft.net, go to Profile, and click Change Skin. And then you upload the .png file that you use creating Skincraft, and you click Upload, and it will change your skin. Then you go into the game, you'll have your own custom skin. That's how Ant Venom and Captain Sparkles and Tobuscus and Skydos Minecraft and me and all those other Minecraft YouTubers, podcaster duos, people, make their custom skins using Skincraft and that kind, and those kind of programs. So this is going on about 16 minutes now. So we're actually going to, I think, end this here. Thanks for listening in, guys. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for being fans. This has been the Epic Minecraft Shaft, and we will see you later. Do 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 do.